Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning. Good evening. Midday. 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk is talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses you in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Woo! Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. Are you worried about Donald Trump? God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Time.
Good evening. Good evening, and welcome to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. What would Donald Trump do as president of the United States with a GOP Congress? What would Donald Trump do as president of the United States with a GOP Congress and Senate? House GOP sources tell CNN that Trump transitional team has urged Republican leaders to lead, include for the wall in this spending package, how about that? That must be passed by April 20 in order to keep the government open. It's a little bit different than what he asked and said before. The price tag is uncertain, but some of the proposals have been projected to cost up to $10 billion. I guess that might be like, if you like your health care, you can keep it, maybe. Trump insisted that his rhetoric is no gimmick. Insisted that it is absolutely no gimmick. No gimmick. The price tag is uncertain, but some of the proposals have projected the cost up to $10 billion. Telling the New York Times Friday that Mexico will reimburse the United States. I thought this was going to be a little. Using negotiations that were revamping the North American Free Trade Agreement as leverage against the country. He has also previously warned of imposing punitive measures on Mexico if the country does not comply. What will Donald Trump do as president of the United States with a GOP Congress and GOP Senate? Oh, man. Interesting, isn't it? Does that mean that President-elect Trump has a mandate? Is Trump the legitimate elected 43rd president of the United States? Yes, he is. Senate Republicans have 52 votes, plus Vice President Pence in the case of a tie. He'll GOP skeptic over Trump's plan to force Mexican payment on the border of the wall. Again, welcome to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us as we continue here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in and talk to us, you can call telephone number 347-202-0317. Or you can call 619-629-4634 or 713-955-0464. Let's talk about Donald Trump and what do you plan on doing. What a great U.S. of A.
All right. Good morning. Good evening. Midday. 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk is talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! to House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This is the Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God, where you can call on Him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. You're worried about Donald Trump. God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Just want to remind you how blessed you are. How blessed you are here in the good old U.S. of A. We want to talk about a little bit of the intelligence report. The report determined with high confidence that Russia interference helped Donald Trump. And the clear example I could say from that is that Donald Trump magnified it. Whatever the WikiLeaks emails reported, not to say that Hillary Clinton didn't do all she could to get elected to now, going to all the states in the United States. If you're campaigning, every single vote counts. But the reality of it is all of the things that WikiLeaks were putting out about the Clintons and their emails, and on top of the atmosphere of poisonness that had been perpetuated by the Republican Party on Hillary Clinton from the beginning, from the very beginning, to Benghazi, the Clinton Foundation, just on and on and on and on. All of the good that she's done, America seemed to chuck aside and concentrate on the things of negativity, and that works for Donald Trump, magnified and amplified all that was put out and enunciated by WikiLeaks. The information was hacked by Russian spies, and in turn, re-amplified and pumped out day after day after day after day to the American people. And it did influence the election. Absolutely no doubt about it. It's kind of like saying, okay, you did this or you didn't do this, and then somebody just started saying it over and over and over and over and over and over. In other words, they marinated your mind. You couldn't think of nothing else but what they were saying. That is the case when they come to the electorate of America. And it goes back to 2011 when Vladimir Putin believed that Hillary Clinton and the State Department influenced the massive crowd and demonstrations in Russia when Putin was being elected. Said that the election was rigged. Ballots were stuffed and all those things like that. And Putin says, okay, Hillary, all's fair in love and war. I would do the same thing to you that you did to me. Only Vladimir Putin In fact, Hillary Clinton testified that she believed that the election was rigged. On foundation, in my perspective, as well as intelligence perspective, that perhaps Putin did have an axe to grind with Hillary Robin Clinton. The U.S. intelligence community concluded that Russia Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign to harm Hillary Clinton's chance of winning in the 2016 election. The classified report released Friday determined that high confidence that Russian interference consisted of hacking democratic groups and individuals and releasing the information via third-party websites, including WikiLeaks, helped President-elect Donald Trump win the election. Here are some of the highlights. The goal was to undermine U.S. faith in democratic process. We access Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. president's election. Russian goals went to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process, degenerate Secretary Clinton, to denigrate, humiliate, or whatever you want to call it, make her look bad, harm her electability. Potential. We further access Putin and the Russian government develop a clear preference for President-elect Donald Trump. Efforts were ordered by Putin. We access that the phone's campaign that was approved by the highest level of the Russian government, particularly those that would be politically sensitive. Putin's grudge. Putin most likely wanted to discredit Secretary Clinton because he has publicly blamed her since 2011 for inciting mass protests against him. In his reign in the late 2011 and the early 2012, because he holds a grudge for comments he most certainly saw as disparaging him. A significant escalation, Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election represents the most recent expression of Moscow's longstanding desire to determine U.S.-led liberal democratic order, but these activities demonstrated a significant escalation in directives' levels of activity, scope of effect compared to previous operations. Number five, paid social media controls. Moscow's influence campaign followed a Russian message strategy that blends covert intelligence operations such as cyber activity with overt efforts by Russian government agencies that funded media, third-party intermediaries, and paid social media use of trolls. Democratic RIP. Before the election, Russian diplomats had publicly denounced the U.S. electoral process and were prepared to publicly call into question the validity of the results. Pro-Kremlin bloggers and prepared a Twitter campaign. Democratic RIP and election night is anticipated on Secretary Clinton's weekly resume from this social media activity. They were prepared to do a bang-up job on if she had one. Recent Russian media involvement. Russian media hailed President-elect Trump's victory as a vindication of Putin's advocacy global populist movement. The theme for Putin's annual conference for Western academics in October 2016 and the latest example of Western liberalism collapse. Beyond the U.S., Moscow will apparently lessons learned from its Putin-ordered campaign and the U.S. presidential election to future influence efforts worldwide, including against U.S. allies and their election process. Other U.S. targets. We assess Russia's intelligence service will continue to develop capabilities to provide Putin with options to use against the United States, judging that from the past practice and current efforts. Immediately after Election Day, we assess Russian intelligence began a spear-racing campaigning, targeting U.S. government employees and individuals associated with the U.S. that think the NGO is national security, defense, and foreign policy fields. And finally, Putin and WikiLeaks. In early September, Putin said publicly it was important the DNC data was exposed to WikiLeaks. Calling the search for the source of the leaks distracting and denied Russian state-level involvement. Interesting indeed. America, America, America. What do you say about it? What do you say about it? Do you believe your intelligence agency, Donald Trump, has pointed to the fact that you went back to something years ago? Remember the thing about weapons of mass destruction? And speaking about the infallibility and the failure of the U.S. intelligence agency, and use that as a wedge and beat the intelligence agency over the head with it. And it's continually poked at them and disparaged, and they use words about them. That's some powerful stuff that Trump is doing. When was the last time a president went after the intelligence, its own intelligence agency? He's being used pretty good by those that are adversaries to the U.S. He's tearing down his own house, wouldn't you say? Tearing down his own house. What will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP Congress and GOP Senate? What will he do? What will Donald Trump do?
America, it is time. America, it is time. How much more time do we have? Your time is up. America, it is time. Fasten your seatbelt. I know you hear the engine quietly running. Listen closely. I can hear it. Who's this? Who's that? America, it is time. Who is it? God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. A Trinity. Who are they? God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Who are they? Your Creator. It is time, America. It is time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Box in the hen house. Thank you.
All right. America. Special things coming up for this great country we call America. God has plans for us. God has plans for all nations. Did you know that God judges nations as well? He does. He says so in his word. Judgment for man as well as nations. How about America? President Barack Obama has given his farewells in a letter to the country. Michelle Obama, his wife, also gave her comments in the last several hours of her feelings and gratitude for being our first lady for 8 years. Good stuff to digest and listen to and to be mindful of. I would say they were a decent first family. When I say decent, respectful. And they were really put upon by the American people. They were really put upon by the American people. They bared the load and they carried the weight real well, I think. We have all had decent and fine first ladies and presidents. That, in regards to our new president-elect and first lady, has a different path. One is extremely wealthy. The other has a past that's a little bit different. The first lady has a past that's different than the past first ladies by the choices that they made. And it appears that millions, over 50 million Americans that voted for President-elect Donald Trump and his wife do not care about what they did or how they did it, how they got what they got. They just do not care. All they want is that. Want to make America great again. That was Donald Trump's slogan for becoming president. Trump asked Congress, not Mexico, to pay for the border wall. This was updated 2:15 p.m. Friday, January the 6th. How about that? How about it? This honest media does not report that any money spent on building the Great Wall for sake of speed will be paid back by the Mexicans later. 5:19, January the 6th. I mean, if I have never heard that before. And the reason I didn't hear that is that, did he say it and we didn't hear it? He's saying that he has said that and that the media is dishonest. It's amazing how he twists things around and confuses things and how? And guess what? Fox News media is eating it all up. They loving it. This is their man. They love it. Oh, one of the things that are taking place, Megyn Kelly's moving on from Fox News media. Another lady has left as well. She'd be going to MSN and BBC, if you know who I'm talking about. But anyway, it is interesting what is taking place in this country. New York Representative Chris Collins said Friday that American taxpayers would front the cost of the wall, but that he was confident Trump could negotiate getting the money back from Mexico. He was confident. When you understand that Mexico's economy is dependent on U.S. consumers, Donald Trump has all the cards he needs to play, Colin, congressional liaison for the Trump transition team told CNN on a new day on the trade negotiation side, I don't think it's that difficult for Donald Trump to convince Mexico that it's in the best interest to reimburse us for the building of the wall, to reimburse us, not pay. And if Congress pay for it, then they reimburse it. Tall order there for Mexico. Man, oh man. Trump team argues it will have the authority through Bush-era 2006 law to build the wall, lawmakers say, but it lacks the money to do so. Transition officials have told House GOP leaders in private meeting they would like to pay for the wall in the funding bill in Senate. House source said. Intel reports say the U.S. identifies the GOP between who gave emails to WikiLeaks. How about that? It was done in the Obama administration, so by funding the authorizers that already happened a decade ago, we could start the process of meeting Mr. Trump's campaign pledge to secure the border, Indiana Republican Luke Messer said on Thursday. If you're going to leave us here right now, we still have an hour of recording time left. So stay with us here on House Secret and Gossip Blog Talk Radio as we continue to talk about what Donald Trump's going to do with a GOP and Congress. How about that? What will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP Congress and a GOP Senate? Powerful questions indeed. There is a search that I made which says, what will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP Congress and GOP Senate? And if you would type that down, what will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP Congress and GOP Senate? You can ask that question and post it on Google, and they will, if you post it as an alert, you know, every time information comes out concerning what Donald Trump is doing as President of the United States with the GOP Congress and the GOP Senate, it will send you a information as to what he is doing, what is the situation that's going on with Congress and the GOP Senate. You can do that and post that. And guess what? And when you post that, it will be continued to send out an alert to your mailbox, about what Donald Trump is doing. I'm going to go to Facebook, and I'm going to post that right now as I do my airtime here with House of Leaders. Our live streaming time is left, but this question is going to be proposed. I would do it like this for all you on Facebook. Would like to KNO know whether a secret president of the SIDENT president ELDCT elect. D-O-N-A-L-D, Donald K-I-Q-M-P. Trump will do with a M-A-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J-O-R-J- G with a majority, GOP Congress, Congress, and Senate, let's see, N-A-G-E, go to Google, go to Google, and post as a alert for you. And when anything concerning concerning what the RBSIDES president, the LBCT elect is doing is found you will receive to your email. Okay. Okay. Here it is. We're going to post it. What will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP? Interesting. For all of you on Facebook, we'd like to know what the president like Donald Trump will do with the majority. Majority. GOP. Man. Good. Good. So I had to down there with majority God Congress and said, go to Google. That would be a powerful question as well, with majority God Congress. Powerful indeed. Powerful indeed. You're listening to How Super and Gospel Blog Talk Radio coming from 231 6th Avenue here in Piatt, Alabama. We're asking the question. For all of you on Facebook that would like to know what President-elect Donald Trump will do with the majority of GOP Congress and Senate, go to Google and post an alert for you. A Google alert for yourself. Google alert for yourself. Oh, powerful indeed. For yourself. You want to know what he's going to do? Ask the question. Ask the question. That's the question. Tomorrow's Sunday school lesson, all creation joins in praises to God, Psalms 96, 1 through 6, and 10 through 13. We are hoping that you'll come and have a great time. The Lord of free deliverance where Bishop Henry Fry is pastor. That's going to be the Sunday school lesson. Bishop Henry Fry from over there in Camden, Alabama. I'm going to let him know I like that. That is good. That is good. Oh, man. Interesting things taking place in the United States of America. Are we ready for it? Are we ready? Are we ready for it? All right. Are we ready for it? All right. Bless me. A good show introduction song. You're listening to House of the Gospel. Blah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Man, God's blessing you right now. God is blessing you right now at this very second. God is blessing you. Let's listen to some Billie Jean Young, My Name is Black, Part 1. As we continue here on House of Blood and Gospel, Blog Talk Radio.
Black Beauty. Who? Me? I just the Black Beauty be all loose and free and trying to be me. Society ladies see me coming, shake their heads in disgust. Now the society men, they something else again. They see me coming and raise up a fuss. Ooh-wee, sure enough. Counselors sent me to the charm school. Wanted me to learn how to walk and talk. Don't bounce up and down. Don't shake when you walk. Don't open your mouth. Keep it closed when you talk. Who? Me? I'm just a Black Beauty Bee. All loose and free and trying to be me. They told me lately down at the school, don't be no fool. Bat your eyes, flutter your lids, drop your hanky, let the gentleman bid. Oh, me, I'm just a Black Beauty Bee, all loose and free and trying to be me. Done tried so hard to be Miss Prim, worked so hard till my head hurt. I can't be Miss Prim when I be me. It ain't a part of my real personality. Who, me? I just a Black Beauty Bee, all loose and free, and gots to be me. I know you. I know you. I know you better than you know me. I started first grade with you. Oh, you didn't ever see me. But I saw you all the time. In my black school that was curiously yours, I saw you. Hiding in my first grade reader, jumping rope, skipping along with Tip, and going uphill to look for water, and calling yourself Jack and Jill, Dick and Jane, Tom and Jerry, with your crew cut hair and your yellow ponytail. I saw you. Coming round the mountain when you come, driving 6 white horses when you come, I saw you. Jumping out of my film strips in my sex education class, grinning at me from my posters that told me how to comb my hair, brush my teeth, and take a bath, and use a Kleenex when I sneeze. I saw you. And I got to know you better than you know me. Better than I know me. I know you. I never saw myself. The child of two. I go through changes because of me and who I am, and because of you and who you are. I am the child of two. My skin is always a shade two. Too light, too dark, too yellow, too brown, too bright. It is almost never just right. My name is too common, my speech is too informal. My lips are too thick, my feet are too big, my hips are too wide. But I am your child. I am the child of two, too much, too little, too late. The child of two I am, one of you whom I never met. And I make no apologies for you. I make no apologies for me, for I must go on. Back there in my past, dark or light, high or low, narrow or wide, I can't account for you. I make the best of me, even with my two. And from two twos, I try to make one, me. Elmina's Slave Castle. I walk through valleys, my step uncertain. Over hill and dale I came to get to you, Elmina Castle, Slave Castle. I traverse seas, time, space, and place, millennia of the mind to get back to you. Uncertain voyages to face the new world, unfree, 400 years to return on an uncertain voyage to face the old world, voluntarily. I survived. I survived. Africa? Africa? I meet you at home, eye to eye, face to face on these shores I left so long ago. I go when? Where? This is the place that the Lord hath made. This is the place that the Lord hath made? God, speak to me. Words I can hear drown out the sound of my wailing voice, my aching heart. No. Do you know the slave girl? Slave girl? Slave girl? Africa, speak to me. Of times past, rivers, oceans, storms on the Atlantic. Quiet the storm in me. Still the waters. Say a prayer for me and mine. Invoke, pray. I plead with you this day. Your blues ain't like mine. Mine eyes have seen the places, spaces, hearts of the oppressors, and my heart bleeds for you, Africa. Mother Africa, where are your children? What did you say to them? What did you do to them? What words have you for me? Let me find solace in your long, black, slender arms. Nurture me with nectar. Comfort me. I bring back the seeds of your dishonor. Your children are haunting you today, this day. The ghosts of slavery are everywhere. Perhaps the ghosts will answer. Where is the witch lady, the wizard I cannot trust? Speak to me. Born away on the waves of a vast sea, struggling in a ship's hold. Did I survive? I survived. To cross back over the ghost of your past, return to haunt these spaces, places, ignoble, ignored human cargo, thing for sale. Where were you, Mother Africa? Mother! Mother, the great stone got to move, Mother. Mother, the great stone got to move. The spirit speaks, but I cannot hear. Tongue silenced to be replaced with babble. How can I build on the past with babble? Babble in my ear. Where is thy temple, O great mother of the world? Where are your children? How can I love you? What is thy name? What is my name? Ashanti, Fanti, speak to me, answer me. I am the spirit of the rebellious slave girl, shoved through the hole, the point of no return. I am the girl's soul for good teeth and proper breast. I am the one. Look at me. Look upon me and be ashamed, not of me, but because of me, Mother. Mother, what place hast thou prepared for me? Give me rivers. Let me dream dreams. Spare me your disdain for the milk that taints my skin. Allow me to be, to love, to honor thee. Give me reason to smile, to embrace, to grab hold of your legs, to clutch at your skirts. Don't try to walk away. I will trip you up holding on as I am. Mother, I need nurture. I must thrive. I must feed upon your beautiful black breasts that continue to serve everyone but me. I am the slave child. Do not make me invisible. Do not be ashamed of me. Spare me your condescending. Spare me your benign neglect. I have come home. the ghost of your past to confront you, to confront myself, me, the elders, and all the ancestors, them. I have come home. Spare me. Spare me. I'm sorry, but your blues ain't like mine. I traversed the deep, arose to shake off the shackles of oppression, ignorance, and blind neglect. Where are you? I. Mother? Ma? Mother? Madea? Mama? I called out to you, and silence answered me back. The echo was louder than I could make it. It was the best medicine. Laughter! Mother, where are you? I'm the fetus aborted, left somewhere in the trash, upon the garbage heap of humanity. I found myself away from sustenance, a dumping ground for the invaders, slave traders, garbage men of the world who create new races with your children. Rape, rape, I cried out to you, and you did not hear, Mother. Mother? Did my cries get lost on the howling winds of the Atlantic and the swaying palms on the shore? Did I know better? Did you? Mother, speak to me. Embrace me. Love me. I come in tears to roam the dungeons of the past, the deep recesses of the soul and souls I left behind, drowned in the middle passage. What can you say to me? The part of me that is you, Africa, African, speak to me. I'm the slave girl come back to haunt you, to wander among spirits for the rest of eternity without a proper place in the wilderness across the Atlantic with no place to call home. Answer me, Mama. Introductions, or plea from a Black American. Mayama, my name. Me llamo no es Americana. My name is not Americana. Me llama es Negra. My name is Black. Entonces yo soy Americana. Then I am American. Never before. You not no difference, man? Wait, me tell you. First, there is the first American, which I am not, though that is my sister too, quiet as it is kept. I am the first African in the new world, treading up on new soil, making a new race on a new continent, being called by new names like Phyllis and George, being called out of my name like Americana and Negro. I am the first African brought to North American shores, tongue cut out. I fashioned a new language, a new dance. Out of the old came new rhythms, jazz, blues, new songs, hymns, dirges, new conversation. In short, I adapted. I took my African self and gave rhythm to dissonance, named my children King and Prince, Colonel and Major, to replace titles violently snatched away in the new world. Resilient was I, creative. I even made a word for white, Bakra, laughed at my own absurdities, resolved my conflicts as best I could, adjusted to the paleness that crept through. And even though angel food cake is white and devil food cake is black, a white lie is the truth and anything black devastatingly oppressive. As in black mail, black list, black market, black eye, and so forth and so on. I still remembered that I'm the first African in the new world and held on to myself. Though sometimes it was hard. Sometimes I could not see myself behind a facade of Mona Lisa smiles hanging on my walls and Smurfs painted on my cradle riding Yankee Doodle to town with Mickey Mouse holding the reins, not me. Though sometimes it was hard to see myself, yet I kept myself in sight. I am the first African, not ashamed of my bandanaed head, nor my kinky locks. I admire my broad bare feet, the better to plant wide hips upon. Of them I am proud and balanced. I walk not upon tippy toes. I plant my feet upon the road, incline my head, and I'm as good as there. I ride for the sake of the auto, to grace its bald tenderness with the solo that is me. I need it not. I am the first African. Look for me. You will find me everywhere. I'm the rainbow. In creamy hues of mocha I come, blueberry, mahogany, midst high yellows and browns, tan, ebony, red, black as the night, and light, bright, almost white I come. The African, the first one. I am the African who built the new world, who picked the cotton and tilled the field, cooked the food and raised the farm. I am the African who slaved in Alabama so industry could grow in New York. I am the African on whose back the new world was built. I am the African whose black breasts perform double duty to nurse my own and others too. A suckling haven was I for the asp that continuously poisoned me. Yet I endured. This far, through this I have come, presenting myself to you. Do you know me? I am Negra. Do you see me, mon? Me think not. Do you love me, mon? Me know not. I am the first African. To know me is to love me. Sayama. The hair poem. You know, hair is a political thing. Like beauty, it can make or break you. If you think this an exaggeration, try letting your imagination run home with you for a while. Little brown girls in pigtails fret for ribbons and bows to give the appearance of long, even if the hair is short. Lots of kinky-haired girls get passed over for promotions, jobs, gumdrops, whistles, and hey mamas in favor of curls. Even short ones will do as long as they are soft, bouncing, and behaving, as the shampoo people say. And even in Black Belize City, riding in a taxi cab, the driver says to the braided sister up front that she needs some curls, else she ain't gonna never get no husband. Girlfriend, laugh! We laugh in the back, too. Two of us dreaded, the other one braided. We dealing with the foo-foo. When I was little, bangs were the thing. And if your mama wouldn't make you some when you were on chapel program at school, you was a neglected child. Later on, when I got to be a big girl, being dressed up meant your hair was straightened for sure, since natural was associated with something to be kept hidden under a head rag, to be let out only for taming, straightening, and bringing under control. The old ladies retaliated by keeping theirs tied up. I know that now. All of a sudden, explosion! Afro became a shout, and Afro heads a fact. Black hair began to fly, uncontrolled, prickly, electric, questioning, running rampant with the mind inside, screaming, affirming, demanding, invoking fear with the dreaded dread, the self, the right to be. A decade passed. All of a sudden, a bump on the head. The 70s. Chill. Everybody cooled out. Wanted to relax. Forget intensity, movement. Be American. Relax. And pretty soon, black hair relaxed too and changed colors and took on Jerry Curl, and tomfoolery began with the head again. And I really do hope nobody ever makes it easy to change the style of faces, Michael Jackson notwithstanding, because I want to be able to recognize my kinspeople. My name is Black. One time a man, an African man, nappy-headed man, asked me my name. Told him my name and a lot more I told to that African man who asked me my name. My name is the part of me that is Negro and American, nappy-headed woman that I am. The color of my skin is the part of me that was stolen and belongs with my name. Now, the other part of me, which is all of me that is woman, is midnight black and African. My name is Black. Damn self. I'm gonna be my damn self. I'm gonna fill up a bucket full of me and let it overflow all over the place. Spill all over this whitewashed world full of lies and hate. Maybe it'll help to clean up some of the slime that's causing me to keep on chipping up and falling down. And I ain't filling out no more forms for you with pencil and pen and futility, writing away my life on paper smeared with my blood and my fingerprints. I'm gonna be my damn self. And I'm not sugarcoating my speech for you no more to sit around and try to figure out my psyche and pull up you a chair and wrap back and prop up your feet at night and say, oh, I conquered me a nigga today. Let me tell you what she say. Oh, please, Mr. Man and Miss Ann, please try to understand that I is just a little colored person what reached too high. I didn't mean to insult y'all and do y'all stuff, and y'all could do that what y'all might about, ain't it? See, I let you into my house and my various homes and around my friends and my family. Now you think you know me. I let you see us relax and communicate with each other, and you had the privilege of hearing my dialect as I relaxed with my friends and barbecued ribs and made potato salad and coleslaw sometimes and listened to black music and got up and danced if we felt like it and then just relaxed some more in our blackness. I let you in on all of that. And you shook your head up and down and said, good, prime candidate, add this one to the slate. And I was so flattered and so pleased because I thought you wanted me and you thought so too. But you don't know me well as you think you do. You got to exposing me, giving me opportunity. And I started to taking me some opportunity and sounding like you do, and doing what you do and doing it better than you. You taught me to imitate well, didn't you? And you appreciate it because it started to conflict with you, making me visible and putting me in history and finding me in history where I was buried, creating conflicts for you with your superior self. So you convinced Baki and the Funius Nim that something was inherently evil and allowing me a chance to do my thing. And Baki convinced the Supreme Court of this whole new United States that I was evil and unconstitutional, standing in the doorway of white folks' education, and that poor little old me could keep Baki from being a doctor if he wanted to. And they bought it. And the rest of the country did too, and we got Proposition 13, 14, and 15 all over the world. Even in Britain, where stony-faced Margaret Thatcher is running good and done won on a conservative ticket of Proposition 13 and keeping non-Europeans from immigrating to Britain, closing up the doors. I was doing my thing too well. Y'all got hip and started closing off the doors, trying to put me in a room by myself so nobody could see me. Used to be. Every time y'all started closing off them doors, I started changing faces in there, fixing myself up, and you hotter to suit any overseer ever that I did see. I don't even cuss in my poetry. In the privacy of darkness, miss near-lethal doses of inbred propaganda, I started changing into a new face every time, trying to please you. Anyway, y'all started closing off them doors just as quick as y'all could when people started to assert themselves and made some of y'all's progress. Well, I ain't got no more faces for you. I'm gonna be my damn self. They don't come. When they say, I'll be there, they put you off for another day. They don't come. They don't care. They don't come to you when you wish they would, or answer the phone when you need to talk, or send flowers when you're depressed, or bring you to laughter when you're in tears. They don't come. They stay away. The other way, clear of tears and depression and the desire to talk in schizoid conversation, they just don't come. CJ and EJ, they don't come. Mama and dead papa, they don't come. Nor siblings, nor cousins once removed. They don't come. I came by myself thus far in bad times. If you see me when times are better, don't be alarmed. Write me a letter. Just don't come. It's too late now. Too long it took to find myself, world. Hidden beneath the rubbish of 3 decades, an illegal garbage disposal for all the myths and misconceptions you tossed out your window on me, world. You can't have me back. Too long the rank smell of garbage has lingered on, and I'm still careful to douse it with the cologne of my own self-awareness made from gardenias that sprouted in a garbage can. Too long I lay in your arms, world, amidst the junk in the garbage dump, waiting for some kind junk dealer to whisk me away and bring me to myself. And nobody came but me. So you can't have me now, world, nor kind souls who ramble among junk for hidden treasures. I found myself by myself, and the treasure is mine. It's too late now. Where are all the colored men? The world is at war. Does anybody care? Somebody is leading us headlong into war, and the new unemployment line is the draft office for the colored men. And even the yellow line got long and winding and inattentive, and Uncle Sam closed his hands across his chest and said, enough, colored men. So it's off to the prison cell by way of the street corner and pimp talk and pushing a little something, anything, to put a few coins in his pocket, selling whatever is handy, wrap his mom up in a sheet and sell her for white, selling everything in sight. Colored boys standing on street corners in Knoxville, Tennessee. Little miniature mafia men pushing dope right in the middle of the projects. Handed over to the customer's bowl so all the ladies sitting on their steps trying to keep cool in the bricks can see it and know that little big man selling dope in the middle of the kids' marble game is tough. He playing for keeps. Too tough to die. But not too tough to go to prison and rot. Yes, die a slow, torturous death midst other dead, dying colored men who don't know what happened either. The war poems. My sons will fight no wars in Africa. Not for you, Uncle Sam. My sons will shoot down no Africans in the name of America. No! My sons will not slaughter Africans in Libya nor Nicaragua. No! We will not bear the blood on our hands nor our children's children on theirs in payment for sins committed in the bush battle playground jungles of silver-haired generals and old cowboys in America who call the shots that kill colored boys in jungles around the world. No! My sons will fight no American wars on anybody's soil. No! Ronald Reagan dropping bombs in Africa. Hold up, hold up, stop! What you doing, Mr. Man, just 'cause you can? Don't you know who's in Africa? Can you drop bombs on Africa? Do you dare? Do you care? Ronald Reagan dropping bombs on Africa! You can't drop no bombs on Africa! Can you? Can you? Can. Hear ye, hear ye! Ronald Reagan dropping bombs on Africa! No pieces for me. Don't want no piece of a man no more. Got to have me a whole man or nothing at all. You say I live in a dream world, got my head sticking in the sand. There's got to be more than a piece of man somewhere. This is America land. Tired of playing with paper mache, putting together pieces like paper dolls. Some strength here, a little change there, a mind in Alabama and my juices down in Louisiana. My arms too tired to be reaching round all over the place, gathering up itty-bitty quilt pieces to patch up me some kind of man. Too much strain on my eyes, sorting out, trying to match up pieces. Too hard on my fingers, sewing and mending, sometimes groping in the dark, trying to put me a man together when he got six different heads scattered all over the place. My feet tired of running to rummage sales, hunting for scraps and remnants, leftovers, used to be. Don't really care if he comes out of the basement of Filene's at bargain basement prices, just so he's worth more, a good deal more for me. A whole already put together store-bought man with all the parts assembled is what I want. Been doing without him too long now. Ain't gonna make do no more with no pieces. I want the whole hog or nothing at all. The women's poem. The women are wailing. Can you hear? They are killing our children in tomato fields and on battlefields. Who will save the children from destruction? Who will save the eyes of our Asian sisters peering into microscopes of blindness, searching for the light of self-sufficiency, reaping dependency for their toil? Who will save the children of Namibia and South Africa, who desire only to breathe the air of freedom in their own land? Who will save them from the despot's bullets and the tyrant's bombs? The women cry. Our children are dying, mowed down on the street and in our arms, threatened with death in our bellies. Our women cry. Who will birth the generations if they poison our wombs in factories, sweatshops, and offshore production? The women cry. We are half the world. We hold up the sky as hewers of wood, carriers of waters, reapers of harvest. Why must we die in order to live, to be free? The women are wailing. Can you hear? Who will stand with our men wrenched from our families in South Africa, legal slaves sold away from us for bread? Who will stand with women in the homelands? What will you do with the million Papi Nanjina sisters in constant struggle, left without men to the mercy of Boers and Afrikaners? Who will save the world from annihilation by generals in America, old cowboys in business suits who sit in White Houses and make wars in other people's countries and send our black, brown, yellow, red, and white children to fight over land, minerals, and oil that belong to other people? The women cry. Nay, the women are wailing. Can you hear them? Can you hear? You better believe it. Belize is a morning sunrise, fresh on the horizon. Belize is sunshine, a flame in the sky, shimmering, shuddering, a quiver with desire. Belize is the prettiest little place on the face of the earth, Garden of Eden rediscovered. You better believe it, because now you see it, now you don't, and you better not think I'm kidding either. The mangoes do fall hard atop a man-made roof and wake a woman or a man out of a sound siesta. Eat the damn thing, man. How cruel to be awakened from so sound a sleep. To what? For whom? Belize is a sleeping virgin, lying belly up with legs askew. You better wake up, girl. Somebody will rape you. Belize is a small uncut jewel. Who will wield the jeweler's tool? Who deigns to reshape perfection? Wake up! Wake up! This is a wake-up call, y'all! Don't you touch that snooze button! You ain't got no time for snoozing while black people still shooting each other's brains into sidewalks. You just gonna keep on standing around talking, walking? Fratricide has replaced genocide. And you still want to hide underneath the cover, scared to get up, go out, walk about? So you keep on snoozing while we losing. This is a wake-up call, y'all. Open your eyes, look up. Stop crying. We are dying in mass, sitting in class and on the steps with no help from the leadership. Wake up! The ship is sinking. Scholars thinking abstract thoughts, all for naught. Nobody left to think about. Wake up, y'all! The alarm is ringing while we are singing hip-hop rap. Killing is on tap. Get the blues and don't you push that snooze button to get some more sleep. Sleep will keep, but death is forever. L.A. and New York are too close for comfort. Mississippi cannot hide under cover of South. The world is your oyster. Open it and find the pearl. Go into the world. The phone is ringing. The alarm is ringing, heads are busting, children are prey to vultures, they scream, they cry, they dream bad dreams of neglect and decay. Is there no way to bring a new day? This is a wake-up call, y'all. Wake up!
Billie Jean Young. My name is Black. A powerful CD. My name is Black. We've been talking about what Donald Trump would do as President of the United States with a majority GOP Congress and Senate. What will America do? What will Black America do? What will you do in the coming next 4 years? Could Mexico pay for the border wall? Trump himself has estimated his border wall would cost $8 billion. Through an analysis, has estimated the price would be as much as $10 billion. And the proposal Trump has outlined to coerce Mexico into paying for the wall involved controversial measures that would still likely fail to cover the wall's full cost. According to Trump's website, those steps would include remittances, seizures, potential target tariffs, and foreign aid cuts, increasing fees on temporary visas issued. issue to Mexican CEOs and diplomats, increasing fees on auto crossing, pros and cars, increasing fees on NAFTA worker visas, and increasing fees on export or entry to the U.S. from Mexico. He's got some rough things planned. And guess what? Some feathers going to get ruffled, and some folks going to do some fighting back. A major challenge for Judge Trump's proposal is that most of the steps amount to a drop in the bucket, less than $1 billion, compared to the proposal's cost of the wall and the one step that could provide required amount of money. Remittance seizures would face major legal obstacles in addition to the likelihood of severe domestic and international backlash. What would Trump do with a majority Senate and Congress? What will he do? Total U.S. foreign aid to Mexico is less than $200 million a year. $186 million in 2014 fiscal year. So redirecting all the money to a border wall would only put a mild dent in the $8 billion. And it's difficult to know the amount of revenue generated from a tariff on Mexican exports to account for the potential loss from a retaliatory tariff without the specifics of the tax. Moving next to increase, Trump says on his website, even a small increase in visa fees would pay for the wall. This includes fees on border crossing, which more than 1 million are issued a year. But these fees of our borders and border crossing cards range from around $150 to $200 each, according to State Department data. According to all the fees, over a million border crossing cards and visas a year. And even account for twofold increases in these fees that would still only generate about $500 million. And short of the $8 billion price tag. According to the Bank of Mexico, the biggest potential source of money, the biggest source of money for the wall would come from remittance seizures, remittance payments, our money that immigrants legally earn in their country of residence and send back to their families and their native countries. According to the Bank of Mexico, Mexico received $24.8 billion in remittance payments in 2015. The Fox News Latino report calculates that 97% of remittance payments received by Mexico in the first 3 months of 2010 came from the U.S. And the Pew Research Center similarly reported that nearly all Mexican remittance payment revenue comes from the U.S. Seizing all of that money would probably be more than enough to pay for the border wall. Somebody working in this country, let me understand this. Somebody working in this country, a Mexican American, sending money back to their family, he gonna take that money? Yeah. Make me understand. According to the Bank of Mexico, received $24.8 billion in remittance payment in 2015. A Fox News Latino report calculated that 97% of remittance payments received by Mexico in the first 3 months of 2015 came from the U.S. Pew Research Center some reported that nearly all of Mexico remittance payment revenue comes from the U.S. Seizing all of that money would probably be more than enough to pay for the border wall. Trump says that on his website that he would use the Patriot Act to require legal identification for money transfer transactions, according to website CNN Legal Nats Public. Kevin says Trump's plan would likely face many multiple legal battles. The Mexican immigrant Trump seeks a target are clearly not the radical Islamic terrorism that the Patriot Act is designed to fight, says Kevin. The court are likely to view Mr. Trump's use of airway, always controversial Patriot Act as an improper and illegal use. Proposal may also fail to place pressure on the Mexican government as money can be smuggled back to Mexico in many other creative ways if wire transfers are cut. The seize of Mexican remittance revenues far surpass any revenue raised proposal from Trump and would probably be the most effective way to pay for the border wall. But looking at the obstacle that such an action would face, it's difficult to envision a path to impounding these payments to pay for the wall. That's unbelievable right there. In other words, these people in this country working in our fields and doing our restaurants and doing the thing that the Mexican people do, he's going to seize their wages when they are sent back to their families in Mexico. Is that what he's saying? That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. What will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP Congress and GOP Senate? Amen. We're getting ready to leave you here. God bless our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen.